Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Declan Ford is the festival director of the Beyond the Pale Festival. Declan, what's the story? Is Beyond the Pale going ahead this weekend?
Very much so, very much so. Bells on, yeah.
100%, yeah, no, totally confirmed.
100%, Andrea. 1,000%, if you can believe it. No, absolutely it was. With a little bit of a wobble on fun Saturday, which is just to keep things interesting, give everyone... make sure we're totally 100% back on track. So we've actually had teams working on since last Tuesday week, or exactly this day week. It's generally about a 12-day site build, as you're probably aware. We've 15 different stages, largest numbers ever, of all kinds, from music, arts, wellness, food, discussions about foods. We've also got the three campsites. So, everything's absolutely lovely.
Everything's
lovely,
going ahead. Good.
Here.
Because there obviously have been speculation and concern for a lot of punters planning ahead to Beyond the Pale this weekend, who had their tickets got and bought and the whole lot looking forward to it, getting packed up, Declan, ready to go, that it wasn't going to happen. Was it over a funding shortfall? Was that the reason?
Yeah, all the stuff is there in our social media, the statement. I mean, it's probably more detailed than people want to hear, but it was just, we had a bit of a blip that some new partners got involved in the festival and helped us solve. So as it was Friday night, we were all firing ahead. So Saturday morning, we were looking like it might not happen, and Saturday night, we were back on track. So and Sunday and Monday, our side teams are working to make sure we caught up that bit in the schedule, because everything on the kind of festival schedule is a bit like, has to run like clockwork at the moment. So if one element, if element A is late, it affects element B and so on. It's going to get into the boring technicalities of it. But no, I could see, we're posting up photos on our social media channels at the moment, just of the builders, people can see it happening. So the main stage is gradually getting its way up at the moment. A lot of our decor elements are up in place already, some of the smaller tents. So, full steam ahead.
Okay, so there was a bit of a funding shortfall. A new would we call them a permanent partner that stepped in to bridge that gap?
Permanent, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
Permanent.
So all will be revealed who the mystery benefactors are soon. Yeah.
There's some speculation around it, though, isn't there?
Some interesting speculation, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think one media outlet managed to get it correct, actually, but I think it's premature for me to say who.
But does that mean...
Or for me to which media outlet got it right, but there was some crazy stuff I saw online, pretty amusing.
Okay, just so I'm clear about this, you're a festival director, somebody has come in to bridge the funding gap, which will now allow the festival go ahead, but does this secure its tenure for 2026, for 2027, or I'm just wondering, is this a sort short-term thing for this year only?
Very much so, very much so. So, Beyond the Pale is a small organisation with 2.5 employees that I founded 3 years ago. So we've got this far with the thing built up, and it's in various plaudits as we were, but probably spread across things. And the new entity that's coming like is a larger organisation with some experience in the field. It certainly brings in terms of business new and much, much more financial things, but wants to seize the potential of the event to grow and wants to give us kind of support to do that and see the benefit things without changing it in the better sense, and sees the heart of the things, the element to the things, but need, you know, something that perhaps more than 2.5 people should be working on year round.
So they're sort of a full time, I want to say sponsors, maybe not the right word, but partner in the Beyond
partner,
the Pale.
Partners, exactly the word, yeah. Partners,
right.
Exactly the word, yeah. So they'll do the stuff that we haven't been as good at, and allow us to do the things that we're good at.
The food and drink?
No, the booking bands and putting on stages and creating bands and creating beautiful things, you know.
Yeah.
We're great at running the festival, not as good at running the business, but that will be amended in the future.
Okay. And I'm interested, Declan, because I was chatting to Daniel Brown from Sea Sessions in Bundoran and Donegal only here in Lunchtime Live a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, we were just chatting about how difficult it is for festivals to operate here in Ireland, and particularly for the boutique kind of festivals. I know yourselves at Beyond the Pale have been operating for a number of years. That festival has grown and expanded over time. But it's a costly you know, it's a costly thing to put on something like the Beyond the Pale and Sea Sessions and any of the festivals that we see, the much loved events around the country.
It's not just an Irish thing, by the way. Since it came out of COVID, it's been a worldwide thing that festivals have been folding all over the place. So, I mean, I think in Britain last year there was about 60 festivals cancelled. You would notice that in Australia, literally, I would say it's like four of the five biggest festivals have folded since we came out of lockdown. And this is including festivals that would have been running for, you know, a decade or longer. So, you know, the likes of the Coachella Festival this year didn't sell out for the first time in about a decade. So, I mean, it's, you know, there's different opinions as to why exactly that. And obviously, yeah, we've had a few festivals fall over in Ireland. There's different opinions as to why that is. And I guess the most best informed would say is just the way costs have increased since we came out of COVID, you know. And that's partially related to there was the increased stuff that happened with the Ukraine war. There was the inflation and stuff like that. And I mean, all small businesses have found, you know, restaurants is another thing.
Do you have concerns then for the future of festivals here, Declan, going forward?
No, I think it's the survival of the fittest or something like that, I suppose. Like, it's not going to go from being a saturated market to nothing, you know. But I suppose, hard to say. Maybe, hard to say. There's a lot of festivals still standing, you know. I don't think they're not going to disappear entirely, you know.
Especially, as you say, if there's maybe partners or partnerships out there or media partners that might come on board with some of the festivals that are currently operating. But for anybody planning to head to Beyond the Pale Festival this weekend, it is going ahead.
Very much so. We're going to be Glendalough Estate, which is 25 minutes from South County Dublin, 60 minutes from Dublin City Centre. You can get buses from Dublin City Centre or from Bray Dart Station. You can drive down if you want. There's free parking. Some people even get in taxis. You know, from the nearest town is Roundwood. We have Roisin Murphy playing, John Hopkins, TV on the Radio, Ezra Collective, Mark Rabelais, Laboom, loads and loads of others across 15 stages of music, art and food and wellness.
Well, best of luck with it. Declan Ford, Festival Director of Beyond the Pale Festival. Declan, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.